Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Singles Night with Corey. Hope everybody's having a fantastic Sunday. It was a scorcher out here in Atlanta. I'm not sure what part of the world you're listening to this podcast to or at, but it was hot, and I hope it was not as hot where you're at. Tonight, we're going to try something a little different. I'm going to still be asking my normal questions, but I'm also going to do an interview style tonight. So we have tonight as our guest, or as my guest, we have Andrea Emerson, a.k.a. Freaky A. Freaky A is in the house. Freaky A, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, doing good. How was your weekend?
The same. Boring and uneventful, but I love boring and uneventful. I take it back. I went to see Jurassic Park, and it was great.
Okay, okay. Remind the people where you located?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay, gentlemen, if you're listening to the show, you do know where she is located. For the callers, I want to give you the call-in number is 347-637-1027. So we're going to jump into the questions. I got a lot of questions specific to Freaky A. Callers, if you decide that you want to call in and answer those same type of questions or a question for Freaky A, feel free to do so. And I'll also shout out some other questions for the audience if they want to participate and answer those questions. So I'm going to throw you a softball. Why are you single?
Why am I single? That's a good question because I think I'm pretty damn awesome. But I don't know. I think it's a hard question. I just haven't really connected with anyone lately.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that. But I'm not hard to – I'm not picky.
You're not picky?
I'll put it that way. But I have no tolerance, too, so that could
be
that.
I got you. What's your favorite sex position? Freaky A.
I have two favorites, actually.
Okay.
So I don't know what it's called, but I like it when I'm on my stomach with my legs closed, you know, and the guys. Yeah, behind, from the back. That's awesome. And I like being on top.
Okay, so that means that your pussy is probably in the back.
Huh?
Did you know, and most women don't notice because obviously you're not sleeping with women. Some cases you're not.
But
give you some education. There's actually front pussy and back pussy. And because depending on where the pussy is located, depending on, like if you lay it on your back, chances are the dick has to, like, bend more, or you have to push your legs further back for the dick to go.
Yeah.
So that means you have back pussy because that's why you like that position, laying on your stomach, because that's where your pussy is located. But if you have front pussy, then laying on your back with your legs closed would feel the same way that laying on your stomach feels. Yes, I've had a lot of pussy in my life.
that you know how to locate the pussy.
You locate the pussy. Trust me, I've seen enough pussy, I've eaten enough pussy, and I've been enough pussy to know that the locations of the pussy is not the same. So for you guys who weren't aware of that, or for you ladies, you just got education and location of pussy 101. Holla at your boy. So what is your one, give me one thing. What is your best quality? And then give me your worst quality.
Loyalty is my best.
You said loyalty is your best?
Yes, and patience is my worst.
Now, have you ever deviated in terms of your loyalty? Have you ever fell short of that?
We all fell short.
Now, we ain't talking about we all. This ain't about we all. This is about Freaky A.
I can't think of when I was in a committed relationship that I've fallen short.
Okay.
I think
okay.
I'm pretty much always loyal to, whether it's friends, you know, even if I've gotten upset with someone or someone has mistreated me, I'm just the type of person that if someone needs me, then I'm going to be there for them regardless, because you never know where your blessings come from. So.
And you said your worst quality was what?
Impatience.
Impatience, okay. Okay. Would you or have you slept with a woman before?
I have not slept with a woman before. I would not just sleep with a woman. However, if my husband, keyword husband, was to want to have a little threesome with a female, then after a whole lot of alcohol and maybe a little weed, I might get into that, you know.
What if he wanted to watch you and her and not necessarily participate right off the rip?
We going to need a little bit more alcohol, a little bit more weed.
okay,
I don't think that I probably would be open to letting her do her thing, but I couldn't, I don't think I'm, I can get my face into no coochie.
You could only receive, is what you're saying, huh?
That's all I can say for right now. Because I'd probably pass out if I had to put my tongue in it.
Let me ask you this, though. Would you have a problem if she was tasting you and then he was having sex with her from behind? Would you be all right with that?
I would be okay with that.
Okay, fair enough. All right, callers, you can call in, ask any questions you want to Freaky A at 347-637-1027. Now, let me ask you this question. This is a non-directed question. This is a general question. This is something that we were talking about on the Facebook group. Who's at fault for broken relationships? Is it men or is it women?
It's both. I think it's both. I think it's, as far as men, I think that their lack of leadership and standing firm in their word and actually being the head of a household instead of just wanting to maintain that label, you know what I mean? Just being that person is where they're falling short from. And I think that a lot of women think that they are the head of a household. I mean, I consider myself the head of this household because it's just me and my child. But I know how to step back and let a man take his place. I'm old-fashioned in that way, that I feel like the man should be the head of the household. So I can be a boss anywhere, but I'm not going to boss my husband around.
Okay. Well, my opinion on that is, at this current stage, and I said this and I told people that I would elaborate on this, at this current juncture, I think it's like 70-30 in favor of it's women's fault. And here's why. Forget about the actual men that are, you know, above, so to speak, you know, the ages of 25 and up, for argument's sake, or even 18 and up, the legal age. The mistake continues to be made in the households, but prior to the households, the mistakes are being made during dating. There are too many women that are not keeping their legs closed, which is the ultimate prize, long enough to see whether or not the man is somebody who they can build with. There's a lot of women, and I don't know your situation, so I'm not pointing fingers at you at all. But there are a lot of females who have children with guys that aren't qualified to be husbands. So what happens is you now end up raising the child alone. So what happens is there is a devalue of the relationship. And therefore, that male child, no true male role model. So what then happens is the cycle continues. He goes out, he sleeps around, he probably has some sex with some woman, he may get her pregnant at a young age, the cycle continues. And so after a while, if that cycle continues to happen, you have to look at the person at this point in time who ultimately has some serious power in the beginning, which is the female. Because a man will do, pussy will end the world. Like, honestly, like, the world will friggin' end over some pussy. But you all have that power. You have that power. You all have that power, but you don't use it effectively. You don't ask enough questions in the beginning. So many women are just looking to be taken out for a meal and shown a decent time on a couple of dates, and then they give up the pussy, and then you lose all your power. And so at some point, you all have to say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to hold out for a longer period of time. I'm going to make sure that this guy is worthy of my time. And then the cycle will begin to be broken. You're not going to change these old dogs. These old dogs are already in their ways. They're already in their beliefs. That's going to be it. It has to start from the dating process. And then when you have kids, you'll find out that you'll have more marriages and longer lasting relationships. But until women realize the power that they have, that's why I put most of the fault on them, because you all are not using the power that you have. You're giving it up way too easy, which in turn leads to these relationships that falter quite easily.
Okay. I have a caveat for you there, because yes, I understand what you're saying, but I know we've talked off air and you know a little bit about my situation.
Right.
And the thing about that is, with us Black women, it's not a rare occasion, because I think I was in a group chat with about 4 or 5 women, and we all had similar stories, you know. So when you've had your prized possession, or when you've been in, you know, so many heartbreaking situations that you never had any control over as a child, and things are taken away from you when that's taken away from you, and the Black men that are supposed to protect you are not protecting you, and you grow up feeling like that it is of no value. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it takes a process of learning how to put that piece, all of this back together again. And not every woman is the same, and not every woman is going to piece it back together in
right.
the same sense, you know. So it's going to take some longer than others. But for myself, after the things that I've gone through, the people that are supposed to protect you, the Black men that are supposed to be there to protect you, to comfort you, and to guide you, were the ones that were kind of looking over me, you know, passing me by, are the ones that were hurting me.
I got to stick a pin. Only because, again, if those men were not raised properly, those things are going to happen. So not belittling your situation, but it's going to always... Listen, I'm going to go into some other questions real quick, but the best thing that a woman could do is teach another woman to get on birth control, because having children changes the dynamics of a lot of different things in a woman's life, especially in our African-American community. When you guys are left alone to take care of the children, that changes the dynamics of the way you think about things. But we're going to hold that thought, because I do have several more questions that I want to ask you, and then if you want to chime back in on this particular subject, you can.
Okay.
The call is 347-637-1027. Would you sleep with two men, or have you?
No, I haven't, and I doubt that I would, which is kind of awkward because I would sleep with a man and a woman.
Yes, it is.
But I don't think that my husband would want to sleep with another man.
But why does it have to be your husband? Couldn't it just be you know what, a wild night that you went out with,
no.
with the group. You went out with the group from NT and had a lot to drink, and there was two attractive guys there, and you were interested in possibly them both, and you just said, fuck it, no, not enough Ciroc in the world for that?
No.
No?
When I go out with my girls, then it's go out with the girls, leave with the girls type of thing, and I'm going to make sure if I'm going out with a guy, then I'm letting someone know where I am and who I'm with. I'm not that type of person. My wild and rambunctiousness sexuality will come into play when I'm with someone that I'm committed with. I'm not saying that I won't be a little freaky for a boyfriend, you know what I mean? But
right.
I'm not going to experience crazy, wild, once-in-a-lifetime things with just anybody.
I understand that. I understand that. Well, how often do you play with yourself? How many times a week would you say you play with yourself?
I would say between 2 to 3.
2 to 3? Do you use toys?
No.
Why
I'm
not
a toy fan because
no?
I don't like the whole plastic toy thing.
Okay, you never use
a
bullet?
I like dick. I don't like the vibration.
Really?
Vibrations
huh?
make me feel numb down there. I can't get with the vibrations, and I don't like spinning stuff up in there.
Very interesting. Do you swallow?
I do.
Nice. I hope you guys are listening to all this. I don't know what other stuff is going to be. I'm getting all the good. This is a very easy situation to get with Freaky A, and you're going to show what she will do and won't do. That's a totally good look. Like, have you ever had your face fucked?
Huh?
Have you ever had your face fucked?
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for you ladies out there who might want to participate, get Freaky A drunk enough at one of those NT meetings, you never know. You never know. Where is the freakiest place that you have had sex? Most unusual or freaky?
I don't know, but I thought I said that once before. It was probably in Amsterdam.
Where?
Outside, and I have this park in Amsterdam that is, I can't even think of the name of it. It's
okay.
Like Volkers Park or something like that. And
all
it
right.
was just, you know, what's the name of the park? That was pretty, probably the most freakiest place. And I only say that because it was Amsterdam. Either that or under a pier on Tybee Island in Georgia.
Gotcha. Well, Freaky A.
Walden Park, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Freaky A, not afraid to take her freakiness outside. Yes, indeed. I ain't mad at that. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have to know all of your spouse's friends in order for the relationship to work?
Do I have to know all of my spouse's friends? I would expect for my spouse to introduce me to his friends.
Is that both male and female, or is just the concern about the female?
That's male and female. And
okay.
Definitely female. I don't expect my husband to be going out and saying, oh, I'm going out with Sheikah tonight, and I don't have no idea who Sheikah is.
Right.
And then
he
just telling me that's an old friend from school. And, nigga, you know, that don't fly with me.
I got you. Let me ask you this. How should finances be planned between couples? Not married couples, but if you're dating a guy and y'all live together, how should you guys work out the financial responsibilities of the household? Do you have a joint account? Do you just take his money? How does that work to you?
I think to keep peace, I think I should have my account. He should have his account. And we should have a joint account that we pay bills out of.
So it wouldn't be no different than if you were married, yes?
Right.
Okay. One word. What is the single most important thing for a relationship to be successful? One thing.
A single thing.
Yes, one thing, not 50. Because you're good for 50 things. I need you to give me one, Ricky.
Move on to the next question. Let me think about that one.
Okay, well, the next question is directly for you. Would you marry someone tomorrow for $10,000to be married to them for 2 years just for them to get the paperwork?
$10,000? Nah.
Why not?
Why am I marrying them for $10,000?
They got to get their papers. You know, they're from, like, Jamaica or some Caribbean island. They want to get their citizenship, and they want to marry you, and they'll give you $10,000, and you marry them, and you fake like you're married and take pictures, and you're on Facebook that you're married and yada, yada, yada. And there's actually a wedding, a small wedding.
Because
but,
what if I meet my husband that I really love in that two years? I mean, that's not enough for me and my husband. I'm looking at it, if I'm going to be fake with somebody and shit like that, then this needs to not benefit just me. It needs to benefit the man in my life.
But what do you mean?
I want him to get paid too.
Well, you know, I mean, but in this situation, you're single, Yes, you're single. Mm-hmm. I say, Freaky A, listen, I got a homeboy who's in Jamaica. He needs to get his paperwork. He's got to marry someone who's a citizen in order to get his paperwork. But you got to be married for 2 years. Would you do it?
$10,000 would help me get through some tough times right now. But it ain't like he paying off anything for me. I can't think of any bills that I would have. I mean, he might pay a light bill and some insurance and stuff off for a year, but you
damn, how much is your light bill? Goddamn. I mean, shit, 10 grand, that's like $1,000. That's like 10 grand, that's like $800 a month. Like,
who
are you servicing
me,
light for?
No, okay, shut up. but 10 grand, like, I've gotten that and a lump sum in the past, you know, like when I was in the military. I mean, $10,000, it's going to last you a long little time, but, I mean, it'll be a good little savings, I guess,
but
down on down paying
it
up a house.
I mean, but there's a lot that you could do. There's a lot that you could do with it.
There's a lot that I could do, but for $10,000, I'm not really too sold on $10,000. I got to be honest.
Would you date a man who told you that he was doing the reverse, like that he was marrying, he married a woman who needed to get her paperwork? You just met the guy. Chances are you're not going to get married in 2 years anyway. So, like, would you date that guy or would you say no to him?
It depends on if he was upfront with me. I probably would want to meet the woman.
Okay, fair enough.
So it would just have to be how good that guy is, and I would want to know her.
Gotcha, fair enough. Do you take it up the butt?
No. No.
Would you let your husband?
Let my husband take it up the ass? What?
No, would you let your husband fuck you in the ass? Not would you give it to your husband? See, that's where your mind went, Freaky A. Freaky A, y'all dudes going to have to watch out because Freaky A thinks she ain't got the little strap in the bed. She got the strap in the closet. She waiting for somebody to slip up for the dude to have too much Ciroc. That's why she threw that out there. Ain't nobody said nothing about you going in their back door. Would you take it in the ass and you turn that shit into, would you give it in the ass? No. See, you're going too far now.
We're too far. I would try my best. I mean, we can work through it. We can, you know, start off small.
You got to start off with the finger. Get the finger lubed up. You got to start off there. And then after that, you know, you can graduate to a head. And then before you know it, you're a pro. Remind me to teach you one day. Next question. Would you date your friend's ex of 5 years ago?
My friend's ex, I would not do it without consulting them.
Okay.
I'll put it that way. I would have to have a long talk with them about it.
Okay. How old are you now?
I'm 32.
32. Would you date a man that's 55 years old?
Nope.
Why not? If he was in phenomenal
shape.
He looked like, let's say he had Denzel's face and he had LL's body. Did you date him?
Hell yeah. All right,
because yeah, he'd be tossing a freaky A all over the damn place.
Oh, well, I'd be wearing his old ass out, baby.
I don't know about that. He might be tearing your ass
he
out.
He might. Oh, my God. He's Viagra is on the range.
Let me ask you this. What's the best way to vent frustrations in a relationship?
The best way to vent frustrations? I am all about when I get mad, I get really hateful. And I know I can say some evil shit. So my best way to vent is to leave me alone for a moment until I'm calm enough to talk. Because
okay.
me, if we're arguing and going back and forth, I can't do that. I don't like doing that. I don't like the battle of the words to see who can get, because at that moment, I'm probably going to be trying to say who can hurt you the most. That's how I feel like arguing is who can hurt you the most. And I don't like doing that.
So you usually win? You usually win in hurting people? That's what you're saying, PPA? That you're used to hurting people?
To be honest, like, I can be very callous and very mean, and I don't like being that person. And I try my best not to be that person. But if you make me mad, then I will try my best to ruin you.
Gotcha.
And I don't want to be...
Damn, freaky A going for the jugular.
Right. Yeah, that's just, you know.
What's your biggest sexual turn on?
My biggest sexual turn on is for a man. I like a man beast. I'm used to dealing with military men, and most of them are like really big guys, you know, and they smell so damn good. It's just.
So smell is the biggest turn on for you, yeah?
Smelling and just rough handling, just like lay your ass down. I'm like, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're listening. Freaky A giving you all the goods right now. She's telling you she likes to be tossed around the room if you smell good. So long as you smell like, you know what I mean, some unforgettable, or you smell like some Gucci guilty, you can punch her in the eye.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Guilty, guilty.
See, she done gave guilty, guilty is the key to our heart. She is not locking that door.
Guilty, guilty.
Guilty.
Oh, my God.
Just FYI, that's my favorite cologne. Watch out, Freaky A, if I ever come out there. We almost out of time. We're about to wrap up. It's been a beautiful night. I thank you for taking the time out, for being really candid and honest with all of your answers. I'm going to close the show with one final question to you. Is there someone in the group that you want to have sex with or would like to be with?
There is someone in the group I would like to meet.
Repeat that?
Is there someone that I would like to meet?
Is he in Louisiana?
Yes.
Why don't you say his name? Tell everybody who he is. You a grown woman.
I am a grown woman.
Tell us who he is, and then we know we can't see it. We can't make that happen. Like, why would you have?
I want to meet you, Corey.
Yeah, you want to meet me is great, but I don't live in Louisiana. We ain't talking about me. Don't try to switch the subject. We got 30 seconds. We need a name. This ain't charades. Damn that. Give me the boy's name.
I ain't gonna tell you.
Come on, Freaky A. We got 10 seconds. Give me his name. The man needs to know this. He needs to know. Freaky A.
Alvin is cool.
Alvin, there you go. Alvin, it's all yours. Everybody, y'all take a good night. Y'all have a good night.
Bye, y'all.